Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers. I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to use a toilet brush?
No, you're not, Lucy. I love toilet brushes. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to think that cornflakes just taste different these days.
They do, don't they? They're just not the same. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and lauded forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
And Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me. Hello, we're back with another episode of the ABU podcast.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We have been reading and loving the threads posted on the forum over the last couple of weeks, and we picked a few subjects to get stuck into.
Today, we're going to ponder the questions asked by our kids, which frankly leave us lost for words.
And we are left open-mouthed at some of the frankly ludicrous work demands out there.
Open-mouthed and furious, in my case. Now, every parent, or anyone who knows a child, will have been faced with the kind of question no one can answer. Whether it's because you simply don't know why the sky is blue, or if you don't want to say why the man sitting next to you is so fat.
Oh, that's happened.
Yes, me too. Oh, but whatever they are, they're all comedy gold to us, which is why we love this thread. Am I being unreasonable to ask what questions your DC's, darling children, asked which left you lost for words? And this was started by someone who's got a 7-year-old DD, darling daughter, who strutted into the living room and said the following: Mum, you know I never ever want a boyfriend. I never want to be married and I do not want to have babies. So that means I'm going to live with you forever and ever and ever. and then the daughter goes on to say, but not really forever, because you're going to get old and then you'll be dead. I'll probably ask Lexi, her cousin, to come and live with me then. I'm having your room though. And this started a sort of thread about things that children say to you that leave you speechless, basically. Man. And a lot of them were, you know, questions that you can't answer. Like someone's son asked them if fish ever get seasick. And you're like, that is a really good question and one that I can't even Google.
Oh, well, forget it then. Someone's daughter once brought them some mouthwash to open and asked, how does it know you're an adult?
Such a good question. That's so good. This was my absolute favourite. So this was someone's darling son, who was then around 4, who said, why do the windows taste different today? And she says the implication of this was not just that my son had licked the window, but that he did it with enough regularity to have some sort of window flavour database. The answer to the question was that darling husband had just cleaned the windows.
Oh, I just thought that's goodness. Amazing. It's that time of the year again. My youngest daughter asked if I was on the Titanic.
Oh, I've had that. I've had, did you write with a quill? Do you remember the Fire of London? All of those.
How old are you, Lucy?
I do sometimes feel that old.
What else have you had, though, personally? I mean, what about the one, they're always about bodily functions, aren't they?
Yes.
Because my daughter's 3 and she, you know, she's obsessed by poo and pee. Obviously she is.
Of course.
And in a very, very loud voice, you know, in the nursery playground, she asked me the other day, why does poo come out of your back bum and not your front bum? I mean, I don't really know the answer to that.
Well, we had similar
thing, your intestines,
which is why do you have different holes?
Yeah,
which then led me to explain what a cloaca is, which chickens have. You know, chickens just have the one. Everything just comes in
that.
And out the one way, basically.
You see, this
cloaca.
Is a whole new podcast.
That's a new word that my daughter cloaca. Now knows, cloaca. Because you know when they ask you a question and then you think, oh well, I will treat them like a grown up and I'll just expect, and then you realise, you've got into a whole world. This is on that subject of intimate function. Someone on the forum, and I love this, said my DD1, my darling daughter one, was having my first darling daughter, like my eldest daughter. I'm just explaining these things as we go for anyone who doesn't know. Anyway, My daughter was having the birds and the bees talk and at the end asked, when you and Dad next have sex, can I watch? I mean, it's not unreasonable. It's not an unreasonable one. Can I, I absolutely love this one. For anyone who has, as I do, a child who will not let anything go and constantly questions you, This was brilliant, I thought. I was once given the Spanish Inquisition by my six-year-old niece who'd been to a party. Why does everyone say pin the tail on the donkey when it's blue tack? Really good question. Why did Jaden's mummy cover my eyes? I can close my eyes, you know. Why did she spin me round? Why couldn't I see the scarf when it was right in front of my eyes? And the lovely woman who's written this said, and when I'd done my best to answer all of this, the final question was, how did the donkey lose his tail?
Oh, God. And
such
I'm exhausted.
A good question. I know.
I'm exhausted.
I know.
You must have had... maybe when your kids were younger, where they start looking at your body. And one day she just said to me, Mommy, what are those fat things?
Oh.
And she's kind of pointing in this direction. I was like, these are my boobs. And she said, oh, right. And she said, but what about the things underneath? I said, those are extra boobs.
I've got some on the back as well. I've got boobs everywhere. You could want boobs, really.
I've got thigh boobs. But they make you very aware of your body, shall
yes.
we say, all those extra
yes.
bits.
Yes. Why are you so wrinkled, Mummy?
Yeah.
You must have worried a lot, Mummy, because you've got so many worry lines. And I was like, yes, I have since I had you.
But they also always like to ask these questions when you're on public transport as well.
Well,
I
the
find.
Old, why is that person so fat? It's absolutely, I mean, I think everyone
oh,
must have had that at
God.
Some point. And you
so
know,
what do you say? That hasn't happened to me yet, but it will today, probably.
Yeah, no, it will. It will yeah. inevitably at some point. And well, you could try doing what I do, which is just going, bleh, 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 bleh.
Here's some Peppa Pig, quick.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you do sort of.
Oh.
I mean, I think we once had. Is that man so fat because he ate too many sweets?
Oh, no.
And I, because then I was thinking, what? Because I think my husband had said, if you eat too many sweets, you get fat, which is a sort of true statement. But I am very anxious about creating.
Yes.
It's all so complicated now, isn't it? And
because
you don't want to use the word fat,
no.
A.
No, unless you're talking about yourself.
Well, I know.
Me.
About your boobs and your back boobs and your knee boobs and your thigh boobs. But yeah, it's a. I mean, that one is just the hardest thing. Why has that lady got a moustache?
Oh, gosh.
We had that one. And then why have you got a moustache?
Yeah. Well, I've not been for my threading yet. Yeah. Sorry, I'm busy.
I think what you have to do, isn't it, is you have to say, we'll talk about this later.
Much later.
Yeah.
When you're 15.
Oh, God, it's so awful, though. But I mean, because I have also been the one that someone else's child. Because I have had.
Oh, God.
Often I get, why is that lady so short? Look, Mummy, that lady's about my height. And, you know, and I always look back and laugh and then go home and cry.
Oh, God. I've had two children say to me, maybe a year after giving birth, so really, you know, quite a long time, is there a baby in that lady's tummy?
Yes.
It's like, no, just lots of cream cakes.
I know, I've had that as well. And the problem is, it's the parents who are mortified and you're fine with it, but they have to, you know, it's the price you pay as a parent, though, is just, I mean, the mortification I've suffered with my children, public nudity.
Hang on, yours or theirs?
Mine, oh no, it's a long story. It was we were at baby swimming and my son ran out of the changing room and I was kind of halfway through getting changed. And I kind of ran out, my towel was slipping and I'm on the poolside and the people are bringing their children in for the next lesson are just looking horrified. But I was like, well, he can't swim. And if he runs out there, I mean, in hindsight, there were lifeguards. But
in hindsight, get a leash.
Oh, in hindsight, don't go baby swimming is the absolute lesson there. It's just not worth it. That's going to be one of my ABUs. ABU to not bother teaching children to try and swim until they're about eight.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now, something that will always, always, always prove some delicious schadenfreude is when people talk about nightmare scenarios at work. And that's because we all, let's face it, have at least one boss, maybe 100, in our back catalogue who ruled with a deranged rod of iron. So we couldn't resist delving into the thread, Abu, to ask, what's the most ludicrous demand your work has made of you?
Oh, do you know, and I started off reading this and I thought, oh, this would be a fun, lighthearted thing. And oh, I ended up being furious. I was like, Viva la revolution! We must rise up and seize the means of production. Because there's some awful things. It was started off by a poster who said, I left a job a few months ago that insisted I print off and file every email with clients, even though all emails with clients also had to be saved in files on a server. Oh. And it really was every email, including emails arranging meetings. And she says, surely there must be other ridiculous workplaces out there. And oh my goodness, it turns out there was.
Where the hell was this? Anyway, yes, loads and loads of people relate to this because we all have horrible bosses. Mm. I have to wait for authorization to access the internet. What? Every single time. I waste 30 minutes every morning waiting for the office manager to receive the notification that I want to log on and for him to authorize it every single effing morning.
Ooh, that
ridic.
It is. Well, you know, productivity is, because a lot of these ones, you just go, well, you're defeating the object of these rules, which is presumably to boost productivity. Someone else had a new manager who wanted everyone to put their hands up if they needed to go to the loo or get a drink.
Okay.
And someone else who had a manager who required us to announce both when we were leaving the room and where we were going. I'm going to get some water, or I need to speak to a colleague next door about some work, etc. The manager lost enthusiasm for it when one of my colleagues stood up and announced, I'm going for a shit.
But that's what you would do.
You totally would, wouldn't you?
Here's another one. I worked in an office where we were only allowed one pen at a time. When it ran out, oh my God, what? You had to take it to a director who would test it to see if it was really empty. You sad people.
My dad
How dare
used to
you do that.
My
people?
Dad used to say, if you just roll it around in your hands, you warm up the barrel and then you can get more life out of it. He was, I mean, I wouldn't have wanted my dad as a boss, I'll be honest. This woman, I said, I once had a boss who told me to get my long hair cut short as she didn't like long hair. That's overstepping the mark slightly, isn't it?
But I'm slightly speechless at that.
The thing is, I think, you read through this thread and you think most people are, you know, you sort of go, oh, it's just ridiculous and, you know, how do you kind of get away with it? But I've always been so terrified of being told off.
Yeah.
That when I've been in jobs like that, I had a temp job and the office manager would not let you couldn't have any post-it notes. Like, they had this really like mad thing about post-it notes were the work of the devil, and people used to sneak them in from home because they found them useful and they were found and discarded, and you weren't allowed to have coats anywhere. Like, you weren't allowed to have your coat on your chair.
Why?
I don't know, but I was very nervous and very scared, and I obeyed all the rules. And then one day the boss came tearing out of his office with cocaine all over the underside of his nose. And at that point I thought, you know what, I really am obeying a lot of rules that have been made by somebody who's on drugs.
So you got your coat. Was it that velvet one?
Shut up about the velvet coat. It might have been the velvet coat.
Producer Amanda once worked in an office where the boss wouldn't let more than three people talk, have a conversation, in case they were plotting his downfall.
That is mad paranoia,
what
isn't it?
What the heck is wrong
with
people?
I know, I used to have a boss who monitored our phone calls, which at the time I thought was really unusual. But now, like, I know loads of people who go, oh, yeah, no, you know, bosses drop in, especially if you're in a call centre. I've got a friend who works in a call centre and said, yeah, they just sometimes, they can just eavesdrop on your calls, which is you know, I just think it's unbelievable how, you know, how much people put up with.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Can I just say, this is quite a gross one though. Someone shared, this is not really about a boss actually, so it shouldn't technically stand, but I just liked it. Someone has a colleague who drapes their running gear around the office on radiators, and he was told again today that draping sweaty running tights around the office was antisocial and unhygienic. He had a massive strop, but after about half an hour he removed them and proceeded to sulk for the rest of the day. This is a middle-aged man, not a teenager.
My goodness. I once worked in an office, yeah, where someone would come in every day, and I don't know what the towel was, but it was of course it had to be grey, didn't it? Kind of the colour of the walls in here, but this is much nicer. A grey towel that they would drape across, not even their desk, but someone else's desk every single day. Oh, it's like, why would you... would you think that was okay? And it stank. Of course it stank.
Yes. Oh, God, I know.
The way that hairdressers' towels smell.
Oh, you've made me a little bit...
I'm sorry.
I've gone. Yeah. It's like when we found the toenails on the floor outside the studio.
Oh, yes, we did.
Let's not dwell on that.
Bosses should have to go through a test, don't you think? Some kind of psychological testing.
Well, some of these...
Are you mad?
...did make me really cross, actually. And you just think the...
You've got your cross face on.
There's a woman here who was on holiday in America with her mum on September the 11th. And we were due to fly back on September the 12th, but due to all international flights being cancelled, we didn't get on a plane until 5 days later. My boss was lovely and said I didn't need to cancel my Christmas holiday dates or take it unpaid. My mum's boss made her take the extra days unpaid. You just go, that is an absolute argument for overthrowing...
The dictatorship.
There's this one. I love this one, right? So this is someone who... Okay, let's turn this slightly on its head. I confess, one April Fool's Day, I put up notices on all the loo doors saying that employees had to sign in and sign out of the loo, noting times of arrival and departure. There was uproar. The managing director got involved and had to officially deny that this was company policy. Luckily, no one knew it was me. Some of our other policies were so daft that apparently this one didn't seem out of place. I once had a boss who left passive-aggressive notes everywhere. And it was just, you know, constantly like, please can you remember to turn all the monitors off at the end of the thing? And you're like, okay, yeah, fine, some of them are fine. But like in the kitchen was just absolutely festooned with them. And there was one day where she wrote a little poem on the fridge. And it said, don't steal my food. It's really rude and puts me in a rotten mood. And someone just wrote, fuck off, Linda, at the bottom of it.
You're annoying and your poetry is shit.
Yes.
You know what I have to say? This is making you angry, but it's making me feel better about pretty much everywhere I've ever worked.
Yes.
So this is a positive exercise. Haven't had it that bad now.
Yeah, right.
No,
well, if anyone wants me to come down to their office, because also now, being self-employed, I'm a terrible boss and a terrible employee. I'm a lazy employee and a very demanding boss.
Do you write notes to yourself?
I do. I'm furious with myself half the time. But
some bloody work.
I have no fear now. So if anyone does want me to come into their place of work look, this could be a thing, couldn't it? That, mm-hmm. Because what are they going to do to me? Nothing.
It's an entire Channel 4 series, kind of like Mary Portas
type.
Yeah, do it.
This is
I'd
it.
Watch.
I'll just go in and tell people's bosses to bugger off. That'd be great.
It's the ABU A-List Adjudicator of the Week.
And now joining us on the phone is this week's A-list adjudicator. It's comedian and bake-off maverick, the one and only James Acaster. Hiya, James.
Hi. Hello, how are you?
Really good. Very much looking forward to finding out a bit more about your, your sense of reasonableness, I suppose. I've got no idea how these are going to go. Would you say you are a reasonable person in general life?
We all think we are, don't we? But, like, I always think I am, and then I get in a relationship, and often that person will tell me that I'm not. So that's how you learn the hard way.
Well, you do, don't you?
Okay. I never set eyes on it. Maybe I'm not so reasonable.
I think this is why I have stayed married for so long. It's because at least, the unreasonableness has been established in this relationship now. And I don't need someone new to tell me other things that aren't.
Yeah.
Right, so we're going to give you some quick-fire dilemmas, James, and can tell us whether the people are being reasonable or not. So, and if you can use our favourite acronyms, YABU, if the question is unreasonable, and YANBU, if it's not. So let's start
off
exactly, YABU. If we could only just converse in acronyms all the time, it would save us all a lot of time and effort, wouldn't it? So my first one is, am I being unreasonable to not buy a second-hand car?
The one that's known. YANBU.
As in the person is not being unreasonable. There's a lot of double negatives here. They're not being unreasonable to not buy a second-hand car. So to not buy.
I don't think you're being unreasonable. No, I think that's fine.
Do you have a new car yourself, or do you...
No, I don't drive. I've written off a series of cars and do not drive anymore. But I would say, still, it's fine to not want to buy a second-hand car.
Okay.
I think in your case, you should always buy a second-hand car if you're going to write them off. But well done for not driving.
Thank you very much.
I think because I'm a terrible driver.
Pretty good of me.
And I think more people should just make that decision. My mum did. My mum just said, I can't drive, so I'm not going to. I thought that was a very brave thing to do. I haven't quite been brave enough to do that yet, but...
I know, it's a very easy decision to make. When I looked at my car underneath a pile of logs, I was like, I'm going to knock this on the head.
Fair enough.
Okay, here we go, next one. Am I being unreasonable to think that teachers should not be drinking on school trips?
Oh, YANBU again, obviously.
So you think
teachers should not be drinking on the school trip?
Okay, have you had an experience of this in your own life, of teachers drinking or not drinking?
Yeah, I went to Holland with a school band when I was 14, and some teachers would drink every night, and yeah, they were kind of weird, actually. So I would like sober teachers in charge of the children, please.
Yeah, fair enough. I think there are some adults you should see.
I mean, I'm sure
drunk.
Piers Morgan will rip me apart on that.
We'll back you every step of the way.
Yeah. Sure will. Am I being unreasonable to ask you to please help me plan my wedding?
YANBU, is that what it is?
YANBU. You've been YANBU every time. Oh, no, you are being unreasonable. We're not to ask
I'm
you
saying,
to help.
I'm not helping you plan your wedding. Forget it.
Fair enough. Am I being unreasonable to ask you to explain the missing ironing board, James?
YANBU? That's fine. You could ask someone to explain the missing ironing board. They might not know where it is, but like, you're not being unreasonable to ask them, where's the ironing board?
It's never unreasonable to ask someone, is it?
No, that's fine.
I don't see how you could have given another answer there.
Yeah.
And our final one is, am I being unreasonable to think, what fresh hell is this? That's all we've got for you today.
YANBU, that's fine. That's fine to think that. I think that every day.
Yeah. I think we all do.
I have to say, this has been about as clear and as logical as your baking. Seriously. Especially that thing that you threw on your table.
Oh, that wasn't very clear and logical.
What the heck was that anyway?
What, the flapjacks?
Oh, was it with the flapjacks? Okay.
Baked well flapjacks?
Yeah. I wasn't sure because I came to it late and I thought, what the heck is that?
Well, then how was any of this my fault? if you've come to it late and then you know you're demanding explanations, I don't think I'm the one in the wrong.
No, James, no. I believe that when you cook something, people should be able to tell what it is just by looking at it. Call me old-fashioned.
I was raising money for cancer, mate. Get off my back.
All right, I'll let you off.
Yeah, YANBU. You definitely YANBU. And
YANBU,
I have to say,
YANBU.
I am neither a baker nor a driver either, so I feel complete solidarity with you, and I think you've given entirely the right
hand
answers.
In hand. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, James, for being our A-list adjudicator. It's very, very kind of you, and I will come to you from now on with all my dilemmas and queries.
You're not the only one. Thank you very much.
There will be another A-list adjudicator next week.
Now, although Valentine's Day has well and truly been and gone for another year, when we recorded before, Asma was not happy with the occasion being rammed down her throat, as it were. So we decided to ask the forum users once and for all if Asma was right to hate it or just being an old curmudgeon. We already know she hates anyone having sex during the day. You've
Damn
made that abundantly clear.
Right. How
no,
dare
no
they?
No afternoon delight when Asma's around.
Let's see if I'm alone, shall we? Right, here's what some of the forum users had to say. Oh no, it's a lovely romantic time for everyone. Man, buy chocolates. Man, buy flowers. Man, buy underwear. Man, buy dinner. Man, buy teddy bear holding a heart. Oh, woman, get waxed. Woman, buy card. Woman, be wooed.
See, only one of those involves physical pain, doesn't it? I mean, that's the difference there, isn't it? Somebody else said, no, it's a steaming pile of shite for anyone over the age of 15. Unless you're in a film, then go ahead.
Yes, I hear you, sister. It seems they agree with me, Lucy. Mm-hmm. And thanks to those on the forum who pointed out that the question was a bit too late for Valentine's.
We did know that. We did know.
Honestly, we knew that. But we have calendars. But I did say that I include all commercial romance in this.
You did. Well, there's only one man's opinion I trust on this matter. Mm-hmm. And that is, of course, University Challenge's voice and the voiceover for this podcast as well. It's Roger Tilling. So, Roger, is asthma being unreasonable to hate all kinds of commercial romance?
Asthma, you are being unreasonable.
Hang on a second. Wait a minute.
It's. I'm afraid.
I demand a recount.
No, the judge's decision, the Tilling's decision, is final.
Did you have a hand in this, Porter?
I may have slipped him a tenner, but that's the definitive answer, asthma. Yaboo.
Oh, yaboo to you as well. That is it for another edition of the ABU podcast. Thanks for joining us, and thank you to our guest, James Acaster. And we will see you again in a couple of weeks. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Am I Being Unreasonable? Brought to you by Mumsnet. Presented by Lucy Porter and Asma Mia, and produced by Amanda Redman. You can contribute to the forum by registering at mumsnet.com. Follow them on Twitter at Mumsnet Towers and Insta at Mumsnet. And get in touch with the podcast by writing to aibupod, that's aibupod, at gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks to Acast for hosting, and most of all, thank you for listening.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet, in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.